my boy is a little bit mischievous. He just wears old man Taylor out next door. They both like each other. They do, but they pick at each other all the time. I'll give you an example. One day, he is leaning on the fence. That boy of mine was leaning on the fence, and old man Taylor come by with a flatbed load of, well, how can I say this delicately? Organic fertilizer. And boy says, where are you going with that fertilizer? He says, I'm going to put it on my strawberries. The boy says, you ought to live at our house. We put cream and sugar on ours. Now, that's the way they do all the time. Every time they see each other, kind of picking at each other, kind of jabbing at each other, just having a little bit of fun. And, of course, it's a two-way street. One day, old man Taylor was dragging a chain out of the barn, and he said, why are you dragging that chain? He said, you ever try to push one? See, it's mostly harmless. So you can imagine my concern whenever he come out to the barn and he says, Dad, I want to go to the fall dance. I said, well, go ahead and go. He said, well, I don't know how to dance. I said, well, I'll teach you how to dance. Go get your 6-transistor. And, of course, we like both kinds of music, country and Western. I showed him how to two-step, and I showed him how to waltz. And I said, there you go. That ought to get you through the evening. And he said, what about a girl? I said, I thought you had a girl. That's why you wanted to go to the dance. And he said, I was kind of hoping you'd talk to old man Taylor about Angel. Now, Angel's a lot like Mother. Big girl. You know, strong girl. Healthy girl. So I went over to talk to old man Taylor, and he said if Mother and me would chaperone, it would be okay. And so I came home, told Mother we was going to the fall dance, and she got excited, started sewing a new dress. And I took Delbert for a walk out in the pasture, and I explained. I said, now listen here. There's some things you got to know about women folk, and it's important. Number one, when you go to this dance, don't you be wrestling with the boys and throwing corn cobs and doing that kind of stuff. You're with a girl, so you need to be dancing with her all night long. Don't you dance with another girl. If she looks like she's the least bit hot or sweaty, you get her a cup of punch and you take it to her. Don't make her fetch it herself. You take care of it yourself. You be a gentleman. And you just dance with just her. And there's another thing. About halfway through the evening, you need to make sure that you give her a compliment. And he said, like what? I said, I don't know. You'll think of it. Well, come the night of the dance, we bathed early. Whole day early. Pushed the pickup, got it going, and drove over to old man Taylor's. Now, I had coached him a little bit. I said, when you go in this, talk to old man Taylor, don't you be poking at him and jabbing at him like you always do. You be a man. You're about to take his daughter to the dance. You talk like a man. You ask him about if we're getting enough rain or if how's his corn doing, and compliment him on his tobacco and ask about his hogs. And you don't be picking at him and saying something smart. You're about to take his daughter out on a date. And let me tell you something else, boy. When that girl comes down those stairs, it don't matter what she's wearing, you look up at her and you say, my, 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 my. Now, son, this is something that's going to save your life. This is something that will keep you whole with both your hands attached to your arms and your head attached to your shoulder. Let me show you something. Sometimes I come home and I walk in the door and your mother's going on about something that somebody said down at the church social about this, that, and the other thing. And it goes on and I just kind of let it go into a zone and I don't even hear her. Just kind of, she's just mumbling, saying stuff. And I can't really hear a word she's saying because I'm not thinking about what she's saying, but I'm looking right at her. And then I hear her say these words. What do you think about that? And son, right here is when you need to learn the magic phrase. You look at them right in the eye and you go, my, 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 my. Now say it, son. And he repeated it back. My, 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 my. Now let me tell you something, fellas. This is a useful thing. Because when she walks into the room, she's got a new dress on. Her hair has just come back from the beauty parlor, and she's got it stuck on her head, and it looks good. Then you just got to say, my. When she says, does this make me look fat? You go, my. And you're safe. It's not the same thing as saying, yeah. And so you can be safe. So, son, you pay attention to me. When she comes down those stairs, you say, my. He said he would. Well, Delbert got out of the pickup and went up to the door, knocked on the door like a gentleman, and stepped inside. And about that time, I could see Angel's feet coming down the stairway through the doors. Mother was already out of the pickup truck when they started coming back from old man Taylor's front door. And that boy was a true gentleman. He let down the tailgate and helped his mother up in there first. I thought that showed a lot of class. Helped Angel up in there, shut the tailgate proper, and slid in next to me. Of course, they don't drive, so it only made sense. And I was a gentleman, too. I drove slow. You can't fit four people into the front of a pickup. And so the girls wouldn't get their hair messed up. I drove easy all the way down to the county barn, and we all started in there. And my mother and me, we danced a little bit, and two or three or four dances, and then I spent most of the evening kind of guarding the punch bowl. And boy, that boy of mine, he danced, and that gal, they danced and danced and danced. They were beautiful. They waltzed, and they two-stepped, and they waltzed, and they two-stepped, and it was pretty good. Then about halfway through the evening, that gal let out a howl, reared back and slapped him. He slid right up underneath the punch bowl and went screaming and run off to the ladies' indoor plumbing. They got down there at the county barn, and mother took off after to see what was going on, and I just stood there with my glass of punch in my hand waiting for him to blink. And when he blinked, I said, boy, son, what did you do? He said, you remember I was supposed to give her a compliment. And I said, what on earth did you say? He said, I just told her that she sweat less than any big bone girl I know. I said, boy, I can see how you and I would think that's a compliment, but girls don't care for that. I'll see what I can do to fix it. Stand up, dust yourself off. And I went over to the ladies' room door, kind of knocked on it. Mother come out, and I explained it all. She kind of giggled, went back inside. And in a few minutes, out come Angel. She just a sniffling a little bit and wiping tears and had a kind of a timid little smile. And they danced the rest of the evening. And it looked like it was going to be okay. So as we was leaving, I grabbed him by the elbow, and I said, son, come here. If we get home and the porch light's on and the parlor's dark, don't you kid yourself, old man Taylor's sitting in the parlor waiting on his daughter. You be a gentleman. You walk her right up to the front door, get her underneath the porch light, and you tell her that you had a real nice time and that you'd like to see her again. And son, should she happen to tip back her head and pooch out her lips and close her eyes, boy, I want you to lean right in there close, kiss her right on the lips, tell her you love her. Got to make up for that compliment. He said, yes, sir. Well, we got back in the pickup, and I drove slow back up to the house, and he let his mother out first and opened the door for her so she could slide in next to me, and she was already sniffling. Her little boy's growing up. Tears is in her eyes. They're kind of all wet, and her hands is clammy where she is holding on to my hand. And it was kind of nice to see the two of them walking up there to the front door. And sure enough, little old Angel did tip back her head and pooch out her lips, and he looked at me. I nodded at him. Gone. Gone. And he leaned in there close, and at the last second he lost his nerve, kissed her right on the forehead, and said, I love you. Poor little old angel looked like the wind's blow plumb out of her. She said, lower. And he blinked and said, I love you.